Hey guys, welcome to my first episode ever of my show, All Velocity. This episode is called A Bit About Myself, and as you can see, that this is all about me and who I am as a person. And there's going to be a lot, but I'm going to crunch it as much as I can to fit it all in because I'm trying to get this show to be at least 20 minutes long, but if not, that's all right, I guess. So just a little bit about myself. I'm 23 years old. I'm from a small little town in eastern Kentucky called Paintsville. Not much there, not much to do. I lived there almost my entire life, except for like, I think a year in North Carolina. After living in Paintsville, I decided to pack my bags and move to Lexington, Kentucky, which is where I eventually went to the University of Kentucky. And speaking of college, I went to University of Kentucky, but I also went to Morehead State University and Northern Kentucky University up in Cold Springs, Kentucky, or Alexandria, whatever town it's in. I'm not really sure. I'm trying to think of what to say here. I'm from Paintsville, moved to Lexington, and then I moved to Northern Kentucky, and then I moved back to Lexington, and then to Morehead, and then down to my parents, and then now I am living in a town called Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, which is, I guess, 30 minutes away from Lexington. It's a nice little town. It reminds me of home, and it's not too far away from everything, so it's perfect. It works out great. I am engaged to my amazing fiance. His name is Jordan. We have been engaged since October of 2018, and we plan on having our wedding October of 2019, which I'm really excited about. And I can assure to you all that you all will know every little detail of what's happening along, this journey that I'm having with him during our wedding. Maybe not during our wedding, but leading up to our wedding, I'll be posting a lot of shows about it. In case you haven't noticed or realized already from my fiance, I am gay. And I came out of the closet, I want to say like, I think it was at the end of 2016, at the beginning of 2017, something like that. But I came out to my mother first, and then everyone else found out. And so far, my mother is the only one that's really supportive of it, but I mean, I'm not really, bothered by that too much because everyone in my family is like from Eastern Kentucky, and it's a big Christian town. You got to do everything right by the Bible. Not bashing the Bible at all. I am a Christian. I guess I am a Christian, but I just don't really go to church or read the Bible much anymore because I'm way too busy. And I know some of you Christians, if you're listening, you may be like, well, you're supposed to find time for God or whatever, but we're just going to end this now, like the whole Christianity topic, because I don't want to offend anyone, and I don't want anyone offended at all by my beliefs. And anyways, when I lived in Paintsville, I worked at McDonald's. I think it's where about everyone starts is McDonald's. If you're lucky enough to get in retail, then you're just lucky. But McDonald's was my first job. And then I kind of got into something that I enjoy myself, which is cell phones. And I got a job in Morehead whenever I moved there for a company called T-Rock. And if you don't know who they are the salespeople with the black polos that work in the electronics department at Walmart. That's what I was. I helped people with their phone, helped them sign up for contracts with like AT&T or Verizon, whatever. When I lived in Moorhead, I was actually with someone, which is my now ex. And once we broke up, I couldn't afford my place in Moorhead, so I had to move in with my parents and ended up losing my job with T Rock. But now I am actually a in-store rep for AT&T, which is perfect because, I mean, personally, I like AT&T more than like Verizon or any of the other services. I've just always been an AT&T fan, I guess. And now here I am, working in store, helping people get their phones set up their DirecTV or whatever. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be mentioning these things. I don't know if there's like a copyright thing or whatever with them. I probably sound dumb mentioning that, but yeah, it kind of scares me. I don't want my show taken off because I'm mentioning like DirecTV and stuff like that. Anyways, yeah, I'm working at AT&T now, living in Lawrenceburg, engaged, trying to get my life back together because after the, okay, when I was living in Moorhead, when I was with my ex, I had my life like perfect, like where I wanted it to be. And I had like all the money I needed. I bought anything I wanted. I had a 3D printer, a projector for my little theater room I had set up. But, once we broke up, I lost every bit of that. Had to sell my couch that I paid like 900 bucks for. But, I mean, here I am now trying to work on my life, get it all straightened out. Almost there. Just got to figure out, how I'm going to save some money to get my own place because currently it's going to sound really lame, but I'm living with my fiance's mom and him just until we can get, our financial situation figured out and get our own place. And I just want to say something real quick. I'm sorry if I sound congested or like out of breath. I'm pretty sure I'm coming down with with like a sickness or whatever, and it's really taken a toll on me. I cannot breathe. My nose is like stopped up, and oh my gosh, I think it's a cold. I don't know. Probably the flu. It wouldn't surprise me if it was the flu, because that's just my luck. But let's see here. What else about me? I've had two surgeries. That's pretty exciting, I guess. One of them was just, normal appendectomy, had my appendix removed. But my second one, well, actually, I had three because I also had my wisdom teeth removed. But yeah, my other surgery is a rhinoplasty. I had my nose worked on because it's crooked and it looks too much like my real father's nose. And it's probably sounds really dumb, but I do not want to look at my father, look like my father, because I absolutely despise him. Because he walked out when I was four, and he never wanted to see us, well, me and my sister, because he was an alcoholic, he was a drug abuser, which that really takes a toll on like families and stuff, and it took a major toll on my family because it was just my mother raising two kids. And she made like she worked nonstop to make ends meet, but she did it. She raised us right, and we didn't need, a dad to be able to do that. But then she met my stepfather, well, my now stepfather, and he really treats her right, and I'm glad, 'cause she deserves the world, 'cause she's a strong woman, and she proved that, you can be independent as a mother and not have to rely on a man. That you can make anything possible as long as you work hard enough and you actually show, that love that's in your heart for your kids in everyday work activity so you can make, money to provide for them. But it's been a rough journey for me, and getting off topic from my mom here, but it's been a rough journey for me too. Like, moved out when I was 19. Like, I just wanted out of that small little town down in Eastern Kentucky. Like, no one wants to live there. And I'm sorry if you're listening from Eastern Kentucky, but honestly, you have to admit that no one wants to live there because it's so poor. And poor as in you cannot find work. Like in my town of Paintsville, the only work that you could really find is like Walmart or fast food. Or, well, there was a Lowe's too, but I mean, Walmart, Lowe's, fast food. Those are literally the only options for work down in Eastern Kentucky. That's why I moved to Lexington, was to get out of that town, to get me a job. I actually had a job at Amazon, a fulfillment center. And then I've had a job. Okay, I'm getting tongue-tied here, trying to think of things to say. When I lived in Lexington, I worked at Amazon. I had a job at Xerox. I had a job at Subway, which that Subway was the last job I had, and then I moved up to NKU where I did not have a job, and my mom was sending me like $20 a week to live on, and then moved back to Lexington. Still didn't have a job, couldn't find anything, but thankfully my best friend helped me with that because it was me and her. Her name's Sarah. You may actually hear me talk to her on this podcast sometimes because I may want to do some episodes with her as well. But when I moved to Lexington the second time, that was with my best friend Sarah, and she had a job at a hospital and took care of me, I guess, because we're like so close that it's almost scary because we're like siblings. We act just alike. Like our personality is on point. Like it's exactly the same. But let's see. When I moved to Moorhead, I had my ex, and then that's when I had my T-Rock job, and then moved up here. Now I work at AT&T, which I love. I love AT&T so much. Like it's literally the best job I have ever had, even better than T-Rock. But the pay is not the same. So I'm getting paid a little less here at AT&T, but at least I get to, work with a phone carrier that I enjoy, that I like. I'm trying to think of what else to mention, because I have no idea what else there is to talk about. I'm shy. Whenever I first started doing stuff like this to get my name out there, my voice, I started on YouTube, which was terrible because I don't like being in front of the camera and I'm very like insecure about my body. And whenever I would watch myself like while editing the videos to post onto YouTube, I would just cringe and I just felt awful, like I looked awful. And which is why I got into podcasting because, with podcasts, you don't have to worry about how you look or whatever. You just talk. Talk what's on your mind. Talk about whatever you want. And like on YouTube, you can do that, but you're also standing in front of a camera and you're worrying about, oh, does my hair look good? Do I look right? Like, am I standing in the right position? But I feel like with this podcast, like, you don't have to think about that. Like, you don't have to worry about standing in the wrong position, how you look, which is the whole reason why I'm doing the podcast thing in the first place. Whenever I started on YouTube, I started with like tech review videos, which were very cringy because just if you really want to find out how cringy they were, look up, just search Cody Goble on YouTube and it should be like the first one, and just watch a few of my older videos and you will see how cringy they were. Also, after my tech review videos, I did let's see. I did like vlogging type videos, talked about my life, how things were going down and all this other stuff. But that got boring. Couldn't find anything to talk about or make a video about. So then it switched to like gaming, and that I tried that just a little bit, posted a few videos of like playing some PUBG or whatever, but still, like, there it's hard to find video content for people to watch that they're going to enjoy by doing stuff like playing video games, because I don't know. From past experience while playing video games, I can't like find anything interesting to do within the video games for, the viewers. So kind of gave up on it, I guess. But I'd still like to maybe do some videos, but it really depends. I don't know. I'm really aimed towards podcast and getting these episodes going because, I want my voice out there, like I said, and my name, and I want to share all of my experiences with you all, but I don't want to do it in front of a camera. Anyways, back to about me. I am really shy, and it's hard for me to like meet new people, break out of my shyness, because my mother is very shy, and I got that from her, like where she raised me all by herself. I learned to take on that trait, I guess, or whatever it is, that sense of shyness that I can't talk to anyone. That's it kind of runs in the family, I guess, because, shy. Well, I guess it really depends on who, like, raised me, which was my mother, and she was shy. But I don't know, like my younger siblings. Because, okay, it's me, my sister DJ, and then I have another sister, her name's Montana, and then underneath Montana, I have a younger brother named Brandon. Brandon doesn't know a stranger. I guess that's what they call it. He can literally go up to anyone, start a full conversation, and he's only 8 or 9 or something like that. I think he's like 8. Pretty sure he's 8 or 9. Could be mistaken. Don't hold me against that because I haven't really been down there to visit much, and probably sounds really bad, but yeah, I don't know how old he is. He's like 8 or 9. But yeah, Brandon, he doesn't know a stranger. He can talk to anyone. Montana, she's shy as well. She's also, whenever I was living with my parents, me and Montana got along great. Like, me and her would go down to the basement at like 11 o'clock at night and start playing like Minecraft together or whatever. And I don't know, that's what I kind of miss about being down there. But I don't know. And my sister DJ, okay, the situation with that is my real father, I think like 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, he came back into our life to try to like heal, the relationship between us. And I honestly told him that he can go, jump off a cliff, that I don't care who he is, like what he is to me. I don't want anything to do with him. But my sister DJ, she's 19, so, it's perfectly all right for her to do this, but she went and moved in with him so she can get to know her father, which I think is honestly a waste because I get the feeling that he's trying to use her because that's what he does. Like, whenever he first contacted me, it was when I started school up at Northern Kentucky University. And he called me and was like, hey, well, no, he was like, hey, John boy. And I was like, who is this? He was like, it's your daddy, Nikki. And I was like, all right, okay, yep, this is enough. So it was probably because he was wanting money, honestly, because that's just what type of mess of a person he is. Like, he wants money so he can go buy drugs and alcohol, and I'm just not about to fall back into that. He left when he was 4. I'm glad he left. He didn't have to raise me. I didn't have to be raised by him. It's perfect. But you may hear me later on in like future episodes mention him, but I absolutely despise my father. Okay. Now I'm going to do a little rundown because time is coming to an end here. I'm from Paintsville. I'm 23. I'm gay. I'm engaged. I hate my father. And I live 2.5 hours away from home. And I think that's about it. If you have any more questions, feel free to leave a message or email me at allvelocitypodcast@gmail.com, and I will answer any question you have in my next episode. Thank you all for listening, and have a great night.